In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We have also a question about parody coming up here in a moment. I gotta go after you about something else, though. So Mary Kay wrote an article about how the Browns plan on moving around the different drills and making sure that we make this as equal as possible in the quarterback competition, quote unquote. Guys, this is the most fun we're about to have in 3 years, and I can't get Lima on board with any of it. You are a stick in the mud about these quarterbacks. You are a stick in the... You said in the meeting after the show yesterday, I brought this up with you, and you just kind of... Did he or did he not? Owen just kind of went, meh, whatever. Like, he farted, and it's general direction. And I'm going, wait a minute. For the first time in what feels like ages, we are going to have a... It's going to be a wild camp. I don't know if it's going to be fun after a while, but it's certainly going to be entertaining. I thought you would be just ravenous with the news and possibilities that are coming out for this upcoming training camp. And you are just such a downer over there.
Yeah, it's a third and a fifth round pick.
What's wrong with that?
They don't normally really raise the team's, you know, trajectory.
Half the time,
fifth round picks, I mean, they don't even make the team. So the fact that the Browns took these guys where they took them. They overdrafted one, and the other one seemed like they didn't want to draft at all. And finally,
we spent 2 months on this show, and you were one of the main guys saying take them at two.
Until we actually got real feedback on where they belonged. And we realized that the first round stuff was never accurate. No teams had first round select. Nobody had grades.
There were plenty of teams that had first round grades. There's been plenty of people who said they had first round.
They didn't.
There was a guest on the afternoon show that said they were a first round guy.
Who was the guest?
I forget who it was. Keith needs to come in here at some point because he's the one who texted me
and
about it.
And what current NFL team do they work for?
It was Scott McLaughlin.
Yeah, it was Scott McLuhan. Thank you. Yes, it was Scott McLuhan.
And again, I ask, what current NFL teams were represented in those conversations?
He doesn't work for those teams, but he knows those teams very well.
So the people inside the league who had a chance to take him multiple times, some of them six times, they said not a first rounder, not a second rounder, not a third rounder, not a fourth rounder. He's a fifth rounder. Now, that was ridiculous. Me and you both agreed he was not a fifth rounder. But where was he in actuality? Because the hype that was built up was all clearly nowhere near accurate.
This is a slippery wizard.
And that's why I did say...
So are we back to conspiracy?
No, I mean, I did say the combine, the conversations that happened at the combine are the ones that are accurate.
It's amazing.
And after the combine... When Albert Breer came back and said, nobody remotely has a first-round grade on him. Okay, that's one guy
that
said it.
He didn't say nobody.
One guy said it, and then more of that trickled out, and then the proof was in the pudding. We saw how the actual 32 NFL teams operated, including the Browns.
Two slippery wizards.
Including the Browns, who did not take him in the first round. They did not take him in the second round. They said, oh, boy, third rounder, we're taking Dylan Gabriel. That's the guy we're taking. But what about in the fourth round? We're not going to take him. Fifth round, maybe we should actually take him. And one of those rounds, they had two draft picks.
Can I speak for a second here?
Didn't take him. And then, again, they didn't take him again.
You start this off by saying he's a fifth-round pick. Then you said, which we found out, he's not a fifth-round pick. Okay, well, you can't have it both ways. That's a slippery wizard. That's why you are who you are. You start the whole thing, well, Ken, they're a third and fifth-round pick.
Yes.
Okay, maybe the third-round pick was overdrafted. The fifth-round pick is definitely underdrafted. So you can't say they're a third- and fifth-round pick and then turn right around and then say that he's not a fifth-round pick, then turn back around and say that he's a fifth-round pick.
Look,
hold on. And this whole thing, you do this with heights and weights. All of a sudden, Darius Garland, by the end of this week, will be 5'1". You do this all the time. And then you just did it with Shedeur Sanders over the course of time. There was a few who didn't have a first-round grade. Then there was half who didn't have a first-round grade. Then nobody had a first-round grade on Shedeur Sanders.
So
nobody
let me
had
ask
one.
You this.
I have to listen to Albert Breer again. Hopefully Nick and Jonathan are listening. Please ask him.
If the Pittsburgh Steelers drafted quarterbacks in the third and fifth round, you'd be laughing and laughing and laughing
I didn't laugh.
R-O-L-F-O-L-L-R-L-O-L.
I just hope that they didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
Well, I am who I am.
If the Pittsburgh Steelers said they're having a quarterback competition this season, and it's between a third-round draft pick and a fifth-round draft pick, and then whatever bridge quarterback,
but
whatever the Joe Flacco equivalent was.
But it's not. What
would you say? Be honest. What would you say?
If there was,
what would Ken Carmen say in that situation?
If they were nameless great faces,
what would he say to
pick?
Andrew Filippone? About, when he had him on.
About Shedeur Sanders?
What would you be saying
about
that?
Different
as,
animal.
What would you be saying about that as a quarterback competition?
For the Steelers?
Yeah.
I would say, I'm going to speak softly and carry a big stick because I don't want you guys to be the ones laughing
at
the
end. Believe him?
Listen, I showed my ass about Kenny Pickett. I didn't think Kenny Pickett was really good.
I've been with you for 10 minutes now, even during the whole perfect circle thing. But this... I do not believe that you would go, I'm going to speak softly
but,
and carry a big stick.
Because he doesn't understand.
You would absolutely laugh in his face. We would kick him in the face.
Did they get a second?
Under a fake name and you'd go, get out of here. And
fair
then you
enough.
I would call in as Bob in Doylestown or wherever you're from.
Let me off the canvas for a second. I will admit, I would call, this is going to 20. I just got to let you know right now. I will admit that I would call in as Jim Trafficant, Jim in Ohio, and call the late, great Jim Trafficant. I don't care if he went to jail, still good. I would call in as him and call into the fan in Pittsburgh, and I would make fun of it. Yes, I would. But you didn't specify whether or not the Steelers had a second first-round pick going into next year. That's what I love about this. That's the beauty of it, guys. It's house money, Tone. House money.
So you're bringing in a second first-round pick next year into the quarterback competition for this year?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Don't forget.
That's a non-existent thing right now.
Deshaun's actually throwing to the actual receivers right now.
Does anybody who actually knows this team, who are not just Shedeur fanboys or Dylan Gabriel fanboys or Ken...
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Kenny Pickett has a weird group of fans that will cuss you out at the drop of a hat, by the way. Have you noticed that, too?
Yeah.
Look, tweet about Kenny Pickett. See what they do.
The Pickett fences is what they're called. They're great.
Name anybody who's an actual Browns fan who has full faith and confidence that one of them three guys are going to go on to be a franchise quarterback. But it's house money, so roll the dice. Roll the dice. Hey, Miles stayed for the money. It's on you now. Do I have to get emotional over Myles Garrett's feelings anymore? Nope. Don't have to. I can care. I'm not going to say I don't care, but I don't have to because he took the money. Myles could have stayed. He could have been as stingy as possible and said, no, I want to go to a contender. Then he took the money. So I don't have to care about that anymore if I don't want to. Joel Batonio, who we just had on, who was wonderful with us, and we encourage you to go to akidagain.org and get involved in his raffle for Cleats for a Cause, which is wonderful. He said he was coming back. All right, Joel's got probably one more year, it seems. I mean, if you're considering retirement, this is the last hurrah, the last rodeo for Joel. So I'd like them to do something good for Joel. But again, in my own emotions, I don't have to care. See, Lavin doesn't even care about this argument anymore. He's looking at other things. I'm sure he's looking at NBA Reddit right now.
No, and they're big games, obviously. We've got the conference finals. No, what I'm saying is, Ken, I think these quarterbacks...
This is ridiculous.
They have to earn excitement. I'm sorry. Third and fifth round picks don't engender a ton of excitement.
You've spent the last 3 years in Brown's prison. They do.
Okay, explain that one to me.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I have to.
Yeah. How much do the Browns truly love Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders?
I don't know how much they love him, but I'll tell you what.
They took him in the third round and fifth round.
I'm telling you about...
All that much.
I'm telling you about you and me. I'm talking about you and me and the Browns fans. What would you guys
They
rather,
are less certain than we are whether guys these guys rather, are actual NFL starting quarterbacks or franchise quarterbacks.
What would you rather talk
because
about?
Because if they thought they were franchise quarterbacks, they would have certainly taken them way sooner. Doesn't mean they're write-offs. Doesn't mean they can't be good. We've seen Brock Purdy. We know Tom Brady. Blah, blah, blah. But if so, I think it's almost going to be more luck than anything if these guys end up being really good.
This new setup makes us look at Owen to see whether or not that he agrees with one or two of us. I hate that.
Both of us are just staring at Owen the whole time.
It's almost like now we started playing that around the horn. We're waiting for him to give us points as we're yelling at each other. Also, you can't tell a Browns fan that it's not more fun to talk about Dillon Gabriel, third-round pick, Shedeur Sanders, fifth-round pick, than it is to talk about you-know-who over the last 3 years and everything there was to say with that. Way more fun to talk about this.
With Deshaun, at least we had a guy that in the NFL had been a top-five quarterback, so you could talk yourself into him getting healthy. Obviously never happened, or clearly lost it up top. These guys have deep limitations to their game, which is why they fell where they did. And God, Dillon Gabriel should have fallen even further if you believe people around the league. They can't believe the Browns took him in the third. So that's the difference in talking guys up and hyping guys up.
It's still more fun than what we dealt with. We're not out of Browns prison completely, but we are on maybe Browns house arrest. Where, hey, you know what? I don't got to worry about a commissary anymore. I can go to my own bathroom.
Well, give me.
I can have a little bit of privacy. I don't have to carry a shank onto the yard or suitcase anything now. This is not too bad. I got to wear an ankle bracelet with my quarterbacks. This is all right. It's better than where I was. It's not where I want to be, but it's better than where I was.
Earlier in the segment.
We're in the Browns halfway house.
You used a term to describe this situation. You said house money.
House money.
So that really means you don't truthfully have real expectations that either of these quarterbacks are going to be good.
No. Why should I?
I mean, that's fair.
We've had a cavalcade of failure that have come around for the last 25 years. It doesn't mean that I think they're a bunch of losers. I'm not saying that. I don't think they're a bunch of wasted draft picks. Not saying that either.
Man, to take two quarterbacks, it seems like one's going to guaranteed be a wasted draft pick.
When you have four quarterbacks, you may have none. But damn it, one of these guys may or may not be a good player. And that's what I have the next year's picks for. So I'm going to have fun with this. I'm going to have a blast. I'm in a much better mood than I was last year at this time of year.
Is it going to be truly fun in a Ken Carmen way if they just end up looking like third and fifth round picks? That to me won't be fun at all. That'll set up another miserable year.
It'll be more fun. It is much more fun dealing with that and those instead of dealing with whatever this was for the last 3 years and argue. I remember we got into bickering arguments with people, and you and I were on the same side about a half of football against the Ravens. We sat there and argued that. And then the people who had totally lost grip of reality of what that quarterback was, and the people who want us to get in, hey, are you guys going to turn tail and talk about something else now? Or are you guys going to tell the truth about Deshaun Watson now that he's throwing a football and he's out of a walking boot? There are still people who don't have a grip on reality now and think that he's coming back. And I am happy to ignore them and discuss Dillon Gabriel, an adult, to discuss Kenny Pickett, who might be our version of Sam Darnold or Geno Smith or, very ironically, Baker Mayfield, or even Shedeur Sanders, who, guys, I know that there's a bunch of nut jobs out there who are cussing out Browns fans left, right, and center, and there's a bunch of people saying, we're not even Browns fans. We're only here because we don't even like the Browns. I know there's a bunch of weirdos out there who are doing that. I like Shedeur Sanders. I think he's a lot of fun, and I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to have fun with these guys, and if it doesn't work out, great. I'm right back where I started. I don't need to be upset.
I think we'll find out pretty quickly if it's truly fun. Like, if Shedeur, he can get me on board. Absolutely he can. If he starts dazzling, and I mean really dazzling, rookie minicamp, nobody's dazzling. Get the nonsense. Anybody that was talking about that, oh, these guys all look good, that was nonsense.
You got to get behind
nobody's
this,
nobody's dazzling in rookie minicamp.
You got to get behind this.
But they can earn me getting behind it. They have to be able to earn it. Just me blindly showing faith in a third and fifth round pick.
No.
That's not how this works.
No, no, no.
You've got to earn that kind of support.
No, 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 no. It's not about them being good. It's about it being more fun. This is way more fun. This is way more fun to debate than anything that we talked about with the other quarterback for 3 years.
That's because you couldn't talk about half of it.
Coming up at 9:45, if you just woke up.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.